Hi, my name is Susie, and I am 60 years old, turning 61 in April 18. Woo-hoo-hoo. And I love my life.
Susie the Gazan is about to go for a swim, something she does most mornings. For her, it's a routine and also a miracle.
Oh my God. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Susie and the other morning swimmers are suiting up on a jetty, stretching into Avalon Harbor. Susie zips up her wetsuit, grabs her snorkel, and walks down the concrete steps that disappear into the ocean. And then she dives in.
Then everything just slows down. The heartbeat goes ba-bum, ba-bum, and you're in the moment.
What got you into swimming, specifically?
I was an anorexic pastry chef. I nearly died with anorexia.
Susie was 25. This wasn't the life Susie wanted. Susie grew up in the English countryside with her parents, who owned a small hotel.
Pretty much, I was always with my mom cooking. When I was 8 years old, I won a contest for a cake. I was just always going to be a pastry chef.
But first, she was a wild child. She didn't listen well, and she went to lots of heavy metal concerts, AC/DC, Motorhead. Maybe her life felt a little out of control, but not eating, that was the one thing she could control. When Susie graduated, she went to pastry school in Cambridge. She became a talented pastry chef and worked in London's five-star hotels.
I did Gobi tartlets, chocolate eclairs, I did creme brulees, I did cheese sticks. Anything that has pastry in it, I did.
Were you hungry a lot?
No, not really. When you get dangerously thin with anorexia, you don't know it. You're in denial.
Eventually, Susie weighed 58 pounds. One day, the police stopped her on the street and put her in the hospital for her own safety.
So yeah, I had to stay on bed rest for X amount of weeks, get my weight up and leave. I mean, I don't know, I'm anorexic. I made some nice pastries. I'm good at what I do. But yeah, I just got sick.
Susie went from working in five-star hotels to laying in hospital beds. The doctors told her family she would probably die.
I mean, I couldn't even stand up. I was really frail. I was on bed rest.
One time, in a hospital in York, Susie turned on the TV and saw people running a marathon.
I remember telling the nurse, I want to be like that one day. I'm going to be on them. I'm going to do a marathon. And the nurse turned around to me and said, you can't even run to the toilet.
The nurses didn't trust Susie because if they gave her food, she'd hide it and flush it down the toilet. She had a sink in her room and they removed the drain pipe.
And then there's a bucket under the sink. You literally, whatever you pour down the sink goes into the bucket and there's nothing else in the room.
Her grandfather made a suggestion to her to help her break the cycle. Why don't you go backpacking in Southeast Asia?
You should see the pictures. I have pictures. I look like a walking stick insect, but I was going to go and see the world, and I did.
She started with a ticket to Bangkok. She was finally free. Free of the hospitals, the hurtful labels, the judgments. Susie traveled all over, and little things started to happen. For example, in Singapore, she was with a group of people, and they were all buying donuts.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat a donut. So we're in there, and I'm like, I want to be normal. I'm going to eat a donut. So I start to nibble at the donut, and I put it in my pocket. And I was like, oh, can't eat anymore. It took me a week to eat that whole donut. I didn't throw it away. It was pretty still at the end, but I ate that whole donut. And it took me a few days, but I felt proud that I did that.
In the Maldives, Susie learned to scuba dive. On her first time down, the instructor told Susie to squeeze her hand if she wanted to go back up.
How often did you squeeze the hand?
Never. What? I just wanted to stay down there forever. You can't imagine, the water's clear. I'm seeing turtles. I'm seeing tropical fish. I'm responsible for my own being. And I fell in love with the ocean.
A year had passed, and Susie had not only fallen in love with the ocean. She started running, and she moved to Puerto Rico, where she borrowed a bicycle.
The next thing I know, I'm a triathlete. And so I did a triple Ironman in France.
Susie is not a stranger to breaking something big into little bites. So step by step, Susie competed in hundreds of triathlons and ultra Ironmans all over the world. She won medals, repped sponsors. She was on billboards. Yeah, she proved that nurse wrong. Plus, She figured out how to channel her obsessive compulsive eating habits into a love for sports. And that meant taking care of her body. She learned the best ways to keep it fueled. But starving herself for 10 years had left a mark.
I'm sure people listening to me talking, they know I have a hearing loss. But I didn't know I had a hearing loss. Oh, geez.
Susie wanted to move to Australia and be a down-under pastry chef. To do that, she needed a work visa. And to get a work visa, she needed to pass a medical exam.
Clean bill of health, but he noticed something wrong with one of my ears. And I said, well, gosh, I'm perfect health. Does it matter to put down my ear?
Yeah, it did. Her Australian visa was denied. Susie was crushed. She tried again, but the same thing happened. Well, she'd been dealing with undiagnosed hearing loss probably her whole life.
But it never let that stop me.
After a long period of travel and living in Puerto Rico, Susie decided to move to Southern California. She got married, started a family, coached high school swimmers. Then she moved to Catalina Island and became a scuba diving instructor. Now she guides others through underwater gardens. And almost every morning, she jumps into the Pacific Ocean. Back at the harbor, Susie's swim is underway.
You're going to see the Garibaldis and kelpfish, and then you're going to look down and go, oh my goodness, there's spiny lobsters. Oh my, look at that. Is that a rock? No, it's an abalone. An abalone is like a mollusk. Having anorexia was really bad, and so I always want to be alive. I want to enjoy my life. I want to live every day like it's my last day.
Susie lingers in the water, floating in and out with the waves before she gets out.
She crab. And I get out, the first thing I want to do is shout and tell everybody what I saw. Abalone everywhere. Not Hawaiian, it's not Australia, but here in the kelp, it's amazing to swim.
Susie is still gazing at the ocean. And then she sees a pod of sea lions swimming not 50 yards out. She points with delight and then jumps back in the water. It's not yet 8 a.m., and it's already a good day to be alive. For the Transom Story Workshop on Catalina Island, I'm Lucen Mendel.